Rabotai, we're continuing
1239.
The amazing story in Haftarah, Yom Kippur, Mincha, Yonah. We're looking at the Sefer Yonah through the eyes of the Malbim, which is a great lens to look at any story through. And we're up to Perek Bet. Let's just remember where we ended up in last week's thriller. Yonah was on the boat.
Oh, that's great.
And then they finally realized that it was Yonah's fault. What do you want to do? Okay, you got it. Yonah's fault for why the boat went into a whirlpool. And it was only that boat. All the other boats were sailing smoothly in the water. So everybody realized that it was something on the boat. And then they took Yonah and they threw him off the boat. Vayis'u et Yonah, it's last week's learning, now, could you imagine he's thrown not into a riptide? A riptide is dangerous enough. They tell you to swim out of it. This you cannot swim out of. This is a whirlpool. This is spinning over there. Now, Yonah is in it. Sakanat nefashot. So the pasuk right away comes the first miracle that happens to Yonah. Ve'man Adonai dag gadol leblowa et Yonah. So God, ve'man, I guess we'll say his mean. He prepared a designated big fish that swallowed him. Now, miracle number one is that the fish swallowed him alive. Usually the fish don't swallow people alive. They cut you in half. They bite you up. So he opened his mouth and he went in whole, so therefore he didn't die over there. Furthermore, the Malbim says that you can't live without oxygen, and in the belly of a fish there is no oxygen, there's no air. And therefore, it's impossible. It's haval. It's impossible to live in the belly of a fish for the amount of time that you can't live without oxygen, which is whatever it is, a few minutes. And the miracle over here is that there was a, and this is what we'll talk about tomorrow morning in the derash in the morning in breakfast. But there was a death sentence on Yonah. So Yonah was put in a situation where life cannot exist in the belly of the whale, and he's going to be given a second chance at life when he's going to be expelled from it. So this is a form of death. It's almost like the sword of a mikveh. You're going to a mikveh, that's a place where humans cannot live in a mikveh. You don't live underwater. It's not our habitat. So when you come out of the mikveh, it's as if to say you're being born again. This is you're recreated. You know, you came out of your mother's womb. It's a recreation of sort. So the same thing over here. Yonah, when he's put into the belly, it's considered he died. He's dead. You're in a makom where you have no hayut. And now the she'elah is he going to get a second chance? And don't take my word. The Malbim says ka'asher kevan nigzar alav mita. You know how we see he's born again? Yonah is the classic case. He was born again. He says, "V'hayal lo sham keteva ha'ubar." God put him back like a ubar, like a baby in his mother's womb. Hanotzaru mitkayim tet chodashim. You know, 9 months in his mother's womb, and this is one of the wonders. Gentlemen, Baruch Haba. Jack, they can't keep me out of the shoe, Jack. They can't keep me out. I was going to go on the roof. I had some stuff today. So the pasuk says, pasuk bed. So he was in the me'e adag shlosha yamim v'shlosha lelot. So 3 days and 3 nights. Vayit palel Yonah el Adonai Elohim me'e adaga. Now, of course, the pasuk says he started to pray from the belly of the fish. Now, of course, in the first pasuk, it refers to it as a dag. In the second pasuk, it refers to it as a daga. What happened over here? Now, there was not a identity crisis at that point regarding the fish. They knew what they were. There was male fish and there was female fish, and they were, you know, proud of what they were. So it's not over here like politically correct. Dag, daga, you know, we don't want to get involved in identifying with the fishes. We don't want to offend the aquarium. But nonetheless, the Gemara actually says that initially he was swallowed into a male fish. And a male fish, being that it doesn't give birth, so it's a little spacious. And then, since he was a little comfortable, so the male fish spit him out. And then he was re-swallowed into a female fish. So he started, so there's a second miracle that took place over here. He went from a dog to a daga. It happened to be a daga that was very fertile. And she had a lot of eggs in her womb over there. So now he went from a, you know, he had a suite, and all of a sudden they moved him into a, you know, a one bedroom. And all of a sudden now he felt the need to pray more. So that's what the pasuk says, "Vayitpalil yonai l'Hashem imeha daga." He felt that he had to pray because he was under more stress. And again, Yonah, as we'll see from his prayer, is going to thank God for two miracles, actually three miracles that happened to Yonah so far. Miracle number one, that when they threw him into the water, the whirlpool didn't drown him. Miracle number two, that he got swallowed by the first fish and nothing happened. And miracle number three is that when the first fish spit him out, now keep in mind, this second miracle is greater than the first miracle, because when they threw him off the boat, where was he? He was on top of the water. On top of the water, at least you could tread. But over here, once the first fish swallowed him, he was at the depths of the sea. So when that fish expels him, he's expelled 20,000 leagues under sea. Now he's got to make his way up to the surface, and another fish came along and swallowed. So that was even a greater miracle. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer." This is Yonah talking. Karati mitzara li el Adonai. So the Malbim says this tefillah is divided into three parts. The first part is when he was thrown into the river the first time and he just gave up on life. Aval kishibal'o hadag v'nish'ar hay b'me'av. When he got swallowed by the fish, the Malbim says initially, ra'a ki itnosis imones v'afele. He saw that God's intent was not to kill him. Obviously, if he made a miracle, ahar shepalat hadag shenishklach shenid b'imke tom rabah. After the first fish spit him out in the depths of the sea, that's when Yonah gave up again and said maybe it was just a temporary thing that God was saving me in order to kill me in a more gruesome way at the bottom of the ocean. Ukshiniblati hadaga, when he got swallowed by the second fish, ra'a ki hayo yichye. He saw already that God has no intention to kill him at this point. So he accepted upon himself to go to Nineveh in the second fish. That's when he realized, and that's when he became a Baal Teshuvah. So karati mitzara el Hashem v'ya'aneni al shnei ha'pa'amim shushlach liyam v'kara el Hashem v'ya'aneni. So this is the two times. Mitzah, so we read it like this. Karati mitzara li el Hashem v'ya'aneni, referring to the two times I was thrown into the water. The first time off the boat, and the second time from the first fish. Mibetin she'ol shav'ati, from the stomach of the fish, which is like a grave. That's what's called a she'ol, because the humans cannot live there. Shamata koli, you heard my voice and you saved me. And the pasuk explains, v'tashlicheni mitzula b'lbab yamim. So you threw me into the mitzula. Now it starts to explain. Karati mitzara l'Hashem. When did I call out to God? Shetechila shlachti to mitzula. Mitzula is referring to when he was thrown off the boat initially. V'nahar yisubebeni. That's the whirlpool. Nahar yisubebeni. When I was in the circle. Right. I was in the river that was circling. That was above the water. But then what happened? The next pasuk says, Kol mishparecha v'galecha alai avaru. Which means at that point, all the waves were going above me. Which means, remember we learned the story in Yibamot with Rabbi Akiva. It says that he was telling the story of when the guy got thrown into the water and they wanted to know if they can allow his wife to get remarried. It's Mayim Shein Laim Sof. And what ended up happening, he got saved.
He floated.
And it says that, you know, he rode each wave. Each wave carried him to the next wave. And right, it called Daf, right? Anyway, he got. So that's not what happened here. Yonah wasn't able to ride the waves. He was in the wake. The wake is where the water
crashes,
goes down. So right, the depths. So there was this called mishparecha v'galecha. All the waters alai avaru. They went over me. He wasn't going above it. He was going under. They were on top of him. So really, he was in. He was under the water. So the pasuk says, "Kol mishparecha v'galecha alai avaru." And Mabim actually quotes the story of Rabbi Akiva. Now the next pasuk says, "Va'ani amarti nigrashti meneged enecha." I said, "That's it. You're chasing me away. Nigrashti. I'm I'm chased away. There's no way that I'm able to survive this. So he says, but when I saw the miracle that the fish swallowed me and I remained alive, I realized that what? That no, ach meaning but. However, when I got swallowed by the fish, osif lehabit elechad kochecha, I saw that I'm able to still see you in your hechal. Now we'll see why he mentions hechal kochecha, which is your your holy place, which is really Yerushalayim, which is the Beit HaMikdash. And then the pasuk says in Vav, afafuni maim ad nefesh tehom yesobebeni. Look how beautiful the mabim is. The second thing he still has when he was in the tehom. Mm-hmm. That's after the first fish spit him out. Now where is Yonah? It's in the bottom of the ocean. So that's where he refers to tehom. The first one, he didn't mention tehom because he was on top of the water. Right? He says, nahad yesobebeni. Now he doesn't say nahad yesobebeni. He says tehom yesobebeni. I'm being surrounded by the depths. Tehom yesobebeni. And then he says, suf havush leroshi. So it says, hadag odichot derich yam suf. Shemisham odichot leninive. So actually he got Uber fish. He got sherut from wherever he was in the water, and it took him to direct submarine to Nineveh. So that's what's saying over here, Havush l'roshi, ki hayam lemala miroshi, ashu haya betom rabba. So the Pasuk writes, that that's how he's going to get up to Nineveh. The fish is going to take him, the Malbim is going to give him one of the most incredible gematriot in a second, because the Gemara is going to tell you exactly how many persaot the fish took him, and it's going to be exactly the gematria of the whole pasuk or something like that, something incredible. So the pasuk says in Zayin, "Lekitzbe harim yaradti haaretz b'richeha ba'adi le'olam." So the kitzbe harim is to the bottom of the mountains,
to the base.
Beautiful. Yeah. I think what the Mabim explains over here is that under the mountains there's earth, and under the earth there's water. So where he was already not even able to come up to the surface, because he was already surrounded, locked by land. So he was under the water, which is really under land. So even if the fish would right, which means if you go, let's say to the mountains, let's say you dig all the way down, there's water eventually. So that's where he was. So he's saying the Ketzbe Harim Yaradti. I was under the mountains. Ha'aretz b'richeha ba'adi le'olam. The earth became a lock, which means I wasn't able to come back up, because I was being hemmed between the bottom of the water to the earth that was on top of me. That's what he says over here, the Malbim. Shelo haya efshar shiyatzuf al pene hamayim. He couldn't float on top of the water anymore. Sha'alav hayta ha'aretz. And up to the aretz, it was the mountains. So it was like a lock. Vata'al mishahat hayai Adonai Elohai. Which means, when I got a second chance and I was swallowed by the second fish, Vata'al mishahat hayai, you lifted me from the depth, from the death of my life. Pasuk chet, betatef alay nafshi et Adonai zacharti. And when my life was being enveloped, I remembered God at that point. Vatavo elecha tefilati elechal kochecha. Again, and my prayer was received elechal kochecha. Now, what is elechal kochecha? So it says, I mean, at this point, Yonah becomes a Baal Teshuvah. At this point, he accepts upon himself, I'm going to Nineveh. As much as he didn't want to go, because he didn't want to, Chas v'Shalom, cause a prosecution against Klal Yisrael, right. But at this point he says he's going to go. Now the Hazal say
was the first fish and the second one for the second fish.
So he says over here, why is it referring to Yechal Kochecha? So he says something incredible, that the fish actually went under Har HaBayit. That was the spot. So when Yonah makes his prayer, the prayer actually is in the most holiest place on the earth. Hazal amu shaya b'tehom shetachat har tzion she'alav omed ha-bet ha-mikdash. So that's what he meant to say. I was at the bottom of the mountain. Which mountain? Har tzion. That's the harim that he was talking about. V'shamati tefilati me'echal ha-kodesh. He said, I sensed when I was in the belly of the fish that I'm in a holy place. The kiddushah of har tzion goes all the way down to the tehom. So the pasuk comes along and says, Meshamerim hableh shav hasdam ya'azovu. What does that mean? Mishamirim, those that they hold on to Hableh Shav, unto their nonsense. Hableh Shav, they're
guarding utter futility.
Beautiful, guarding utter futility. What happens? Hasdam. Hasdam is referring to the Abu Dazara. That's referring to Hasdam. In this pasuk, Ya'azub. That's referring to the people on the ship. The people on the ship that were holding on to their futility and their Abu Dazara. What ended up happening as a result of this story? Hasdam. Ya'azub. Hasdam meaning their Abu Dazara. Now, referring to, that's one way of learning it, but he said like this. He said like this. The Malbim learns this pasuk rhetorically. Yonah says, you know what? I'll go to Nineveh. Do you think these guys that are holding on to Havle Shav, Hasdam Ya'azovu, you think they're going to make Teshuvah? So he was consoling himself. It won't hurt Klai Yisrael. I'll go, why do you think these guys, they worship Abu Dazara for so many years? You think one speech is going to come along and turn them around? He needed to convince himself that it's not going to prosecute Klai Yisrael. So again, Mishamirim of Leshav, Hasdam Ya'azovu, those that hold on and cling to the futility, you think they're going to leave it? Understand how we're learning it? Va'ani bekol toda is bihalach ashenadati ashalema yeshu'ata ladonai. And he comes along and says, Hayav korban toda. One of the four people that has to bring a korban toda is what? Yordei hayam ba'onayot. And if anybody was in danger, if anybody has to say Bekata Gomel, it's Yonah. Exactly. So that's why he says, when I get back to the makom, Va'ani bekol toda is bihalach. I will bring korban toda. Kol toda is bihalach. Asher nadati ashalem. And with my vow, today he vowed also to bring other korbanot as well, I will fulfill. Yeshu'ata ladonai. And then he says that the salvation, of course, belongs to God. There's no way you could say, it was my swimming, it was a coincidence. Yeshu'ata Hashem. All the salvation always belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem ladag. So God now says to the dag. Now Malbim over here has to fix, hey, we said a daga. Now it's calling it a dag. So he says that dag is a general term. Dag can mean male and female. Dag could be a switch hitter. It can go either way. The species of fish, you will say dag. So it's not a problem that it's a daga and we're calling it the genre dag. So basically, the fish went all the way to Nineveh, spit him out, and where did he land? On the ground of Nineveh. Now, how many parasaot was that? So the Mabim